So welcome everyone to the podcast. I'm Hector. You got Snacky Steven over there.
What's good?
And for the first ever, no, it was not the first ever, but you get video footage today. Isn't that great?
Yeah. How we chose
you can see my feet.
Oh no, we're mouth. We play the mouth for free.
He said for free. We gotta monetize that shit, Steven.
I got you, bro. I got you.
That's your first little taste, all right? If you want more, subscribe to our OnlyFans account.
So what are we talking about tonight?
What?
Where do we start? We're in Vegas, baby. What's going
Vegas.
On? Hey, 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 we see you. Hey, hey. We don't know where you are.
Do we know where they are?
They could be anywhere. Probably on Earth. Maybe they're not. You know, things like these things like get my brain going sometimes. I'm just like,
what if someone's listening and they're on top or in the bottom of us?
That
or right next door.
Oh yeah, that's possible. You know, it's
or the murderer that's three doors down.
Or the people that are fucking next door.
The only thing that stops my next murder is the next release of the podcast.
You know my demand.
Get closer, Steven.
Get closer.
Yeah, there you go. There you
are
go.
You trying to kiss or something?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Gay.
Leaving me hanging like that?
You know, just got to set the record straight.
And then you back away. Wow.
Listen.
Are you some sort of homophobe?
No. I fucking hate him. I fucking hate him. Here he goes. Here he goes.
If so, I'll cancel you right here, right now.
Oh, where are you? Where are you? You mentioned just passed. Oh man, dude, my head is still peeling, bro. Like straight off.
Hey, off the record.
Oh, we went to the beach the other day, and let me tell you guys something. Even if you're black, wear fucking sunscreen. Okay, wear sunscreen. It will protect you, bro. Bro, what I'm telling you, I'm peeling from here. You don't want to see this. It looks like I got that Revillalargo. Or whatever Uncle Ruckus had. It looks like I got that, but on me. You know what I mean? Like, real shit. Can't show that on camera. Check our OnlyFans. Is that made yet?
Yeah, actually.
I hate this.
I hate this, too. I thought it was a joke.
It's there. There's no content on it.
Who are you following on the groups?
Yeah, wait a second.
I gotta get promotion somewhere.
What the hell?
I just... terrified.
200 OnlyFans people at least knows us.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
What? Call him?
No.
Why not?
I said call me.
Call you, huh? I'll give you a call.
Someone say I'm blinking twice.
Are you? That doesn't count, folks. That doesn't count. Let's set the record straight here. All right?
Hector's like, I need you on camera to say these things.
So, weren't we going to do that whole big bowl thing?
Okay, so that's a separate thing that we're going to... start tomorrow. This is just the canon episode for Tuesday.
Oh, it's just a canon episode for Tuesday. We're just talking about
just whatever you want to do. If we want to do like a little small preview to what we're trying to accomplish, yeah, we can do that too. But what does in the mind of Steven have?
It's gonna sound weird for whatever reason. I'm just thinking about the Nature Center right now. Don't know why.
The Nature Center.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What about it? makes you so attached to that place?
Right now, my mind went to, remember the group chat we were in last night?
Mm-hmm.
And then I posted that duck, and I was thinking about that duck and where I found it. And I was like, where did I get that duck? It was on Twitter. Ducks. Peace. Nature Center.
Those ducks at the Nature Center that we went.
The most bold creatures ever.
God. Hector, he was like,
he would have picked my pockets if I let him. He would have went right in. Hey, let me get that. True facts.
Are you talking about the geese?
No, they were ducks.
Yeah, these were motherfucking ducks.
The little ones?
I took a picture of one of the ducks.
And we'll put it on Twitter later.
What do you... No, the fuck you won't. You're way too damn lazy.
Wow, rude.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Look, if I'm listening to Christmas music in the middle of summer, okay, that is a duck. All right, cool.
I cannot believe me that it was a duck.
Because Steven doesn't know how to distinguish animals.
What are you talking about? What the fuck do you take me for? Jesus Christ, it came from my throat. Bro was going to put up a lion and a tiger and be like, which is which? You got to tell me the softest.
I wouldn't give you the easy ones. I know you watch Jungle Book.
Nah, you definitely wouldn't. At the last second, you just switched their places and say, oh, you had it wrong. I already know how you would do it. It would be a game that I lose from the start, so it's bullshit.
You lose by playing.
Yeah, you lose by playing. You lose by playing. Sometimes, guys, you don't got to play the game. You know? It's crazy. That's what life's like. What life holistically is about, though, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Like the game in general, or the game that you choose to play, because right. There's like a general game going on. You know, the general. You grow up in elementary school or pre-K or Head Start, wherever you start. And then you go to middle school and then high school, and then you're supposed to go to college, and then you're supposed to get married and all that stuff. That's just like. That's a thing. That's like a normal game. That's like the regular game going on. But you don't got to play that game. You could go play another game.
Yeah.
There's a million games out there.
Sure. Why not?
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog?
Yeah.
You're Mad Dog.
You're Mad Dog.
Like, you're looking at the camera and be like, you motherfucker. You're playing the game now.
Yeah, you're playing the game.
Your eyes squinted a little bit too. Mad Dog and the viewers. Jesus.
I would never Mad Dog you guys. Damn.
I apologize.
They call me aggressive. I'd just be trying to survive in these streets.
He says streets, but he's in a 5-star hotel right now. What kind of streets have you been living at?
I didn't even say that.
In Beverly Hills?
No, I didn't even say that. I said the streets, bro.
No, the streets. Huh?
The streets.
Oh, the streets.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
You don't want to know where those places are.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You took me to a bunch of sketchy places already.
Hey, man, are you just outing me on camera? He says sketchy places. They're just weak places, guys.
Those can be kind of sketchy sometimes.
The last one he took us?
That one was pretty sketchy. You disappeared into the night.
What do you mean?
You went 10 minutes.
I was so scared. I wanted to put the seat down so no one would see me. That's how sketchy the area was.
You know, it's... Dang, I don't want to say... You can bleep this out, but it's right in front of the Burlington Co. Factory warehouse, which is my first job ever that I got fired from the first fucking day.
What? Wait, what the fuck?
Okay, hey, that's funny because my mom used to work at that one.
Oh, no, she did it!
She was able to keep her job.
Oh, okay, look, it was my first job ever. I was like 17. Give me a break. So
they fire you.
So my first day... My adopted dad drives me, and he drops me off at the facility, and I'm like, okay, cool. Let's see what I got to do.
Yeah.
I walk inside, and there's, like, people pulling pallets, you know, building pallets, breaking shit, doing things like that. And I was like, oh, so what am I going to be doing? They're like, you're not doing any of that, bro. you get the easy job. You go upstairs. So you go up the metal stairs, and there's like a bunch of people packaging stuff in boxes, scanning as you go, and things like that.
Normal stuff.
So, and like everyone up there is a chick. So I'm just the young kid with chicks, you know? That's probably why they put me there, because I was just...
You know, yeah.
But I was doing the job. I feel like I was doing a pretty good job. And then at the end of the day, when we're about to go home, they're like, hey, everybody, grab your stuff. Make sure you grab your scanner. And I'm like, hey, got you guys. I'm grabbing my stuff. And I'm like, where's my scanner? So I start looking around for the scanner. I can't find it. It's not in any of the boxes I was working in. So the only thing I could deduce is that the scanner I sealed inside of one of the boxes.
How much those things cost?
Listen!
Look.
I hate that!
I would have fired you myself!
So they stop the conveyor, they're looking through the boxes, no one can find it. I'm just like, they're like,
I would have just walked out at that point.
They're like, it's okay, bro, go home for the day. We're going home anyways. And so I get my dad to come pick me up, and when I wake up in the morning, I get a call, and they're like, hey, they don't want you back. I'm like, welp.
Were you scared to tell your dad?
No, it just happened. I was like, oh, well, happened. Because I'm going to get another job. And that's when I applied to Toys R Us. And, oh, this is a fun story. So I had applied to Toys R Us. I was like 17 or 18, and I was barely going to college. And the dude who interviewed me was like, textbook. He kind of is the older dude who's been working at the store for a while.
Uh-huh.
You know, probably has one of those Poindexter thingies. Yeah, he gives me like an interview over the phone. And then he asked me to come in for a real interview. I go in for the real interview. And their interview is so funny to me, because what they want you to actually do is pick one of the like three toys they selected, and they want you to sell it to them. Fortunately for me, I grew up in a freaking foster home. So I was always just around different ages of people.
Yeah.
And all day at the time, I had like three little sisters. And so they watched like the fucking, the pirate show. You remember the pirate show where they had the fucking, the thing? It was on Disney.
I think I know which one you're talking
about. Yeah.
Colorful characters?
Yeah. It was like very yellow.
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember the name of it. But at the time, I knew all the names of the characters, and I was just like, look, you could go on all your adventures with this. They loved it. Boom, got the job. And when I got the job, I asked, like, oh, where's this dude? Like, I'm forgetting his name. This is like fucking 10 years ago at this point. But I'm like, where's the dude? And then Edith, I remember Edith because she was the oldest lady there, and we'd always close at night. And she was like, well, what happened was, it turned out that he was taking money from everybody's checks and siphoning it into another check, just at an increment. So he had to get fired corporately by the job. They just had to take time to really assess what had happened.
Wow.
And it was two of them. It was him and then one of the managers. But that was like right when I got hired there. And I was like, oh, well, that shit happens. And honestly, that was one of the
best. You're like, you know, I lost the scanner previously, so
I understand.
I know what it feels like to get fired.
Yeah,
I know how it feels like to lose shit. So I lost people's money.
I keep telling people that's my fatal flaw.
What's your fatal flaw, Steven?
I lose like everything. So many things.
Everything. And like, how many times I asked him to check if he had his wallet, his keys, his phone before we even got on the road to Vegas.
I even left my key in her car so that I don't leave it in Vegas like fucking January.
Hector.
I didn't even bring my keys because I don't need them.
Steven's like, that's an option?
You could have left your keys at my house.
You could have done that.
Steven's like, you know...
See, and this is why you need to get other people's perspective. because I see your blind spots. Like, if you can't tell, you kind of pinned it out in that checks where there could be like a burning forest, and I'm just looking at the one thing.
The one flower.
I just disregard everything else. Like, it just doesn't matter. But that it's very good for some things, very bad for a lot of things. Because I get like too hyper focused on things sometimes, but that's like my strength at the same time. I don't know. It's weird.
I just don't think you know how to use it properly.
No, I don't. Learn what you're good at, kids and adults.
You hear that? Learn what you got.
No, learn what you're good at.
Oh, learn what you're good at. Also, learn what you got. If you got good stuff, OnlyFans.
What did you
not
say?
Exactly.
Wait. What
I was going for. That may be what he was talking about, but listen, don't group me up with that. You can make like a dude voice, right?
Sure.
What's your dude voice?
Fuck, I don't know.
No, like drop your voice.
Drop it?
Yeah.
What's your dude voice?
Well, like, hey, Keisha.
Yo!
God damn. That was incredible.
I'll
see you guys all on Twitter.
God damn, man, for Jesus.
Yeah. So you understand now.
I get it. I was not expecting that. I'm a vector at all. What the fuck? There's just a tiny man living in Hector who, like, occasionally pops out, apparently.
Oh man. Oh, that came from the soul. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, man. But, like, people who talk like that and don't normally talk like that, like, yeah. I can't imagine, like, how long it takes for them to get used to that. Because, like, someone, like, made it really apparent to me that I kind of talk like,
A Chad?
No, like,
Like a League of Legends player?
I don't even do that.
A guy who has, like, their credit scored all together?
Yeah. Even though I don't.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah, you give it up.
Don't they call that, like, white person voice?
I just can't say that.
Why can't you say that? White people did not coin that term, I am pretty damn sure.
That's just how I talk. Everyone
says
I talk.
They made a whole movie about that.
Oh, really?
Sorry to Bother You.
They did.
It's about a black guy that works in a call center, but he has a good quote unquote like white voice. Mm-hmm. So he gets like a whole bunch of shit or something like that. Yeah, they made a whole movie about that.
Yeah, he climbs the corporate ladder because he's just making sales because he has that voice.
White people voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's just what I sound like. But I learned that, I don't have to sound like that. And sometimes I just don't. Like, if I'm playing games, I don't sound like that necessarily. I might even go higher when I'm gaming. Actually, yeah, especially if it's FPS. By the way, Snacky, we got to get your aiming better in Valorant.
Look, first of all,
I've only played one game of that.
Yeah, we
got
to get it.
But I got more than 5 kills.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Hey, you were ranking that guy with bottom frag.
Steven.
Sorry, bottom frag guy. We against someone in their first game? Come on, bro. Come on.
Steven, you say that, but you're like this close to the monitor when you're playing.
Yeah. So I can see.
Then get glasses.
Yeah.
No, I don't need glasses.
Apparently you do if you're that fucking close to the monitor.
No, so you think you can see the dot on their head.
Why don't you get a magnifying glass instead?
You can get like those magnifying glasses.
Well, I only do it when I play foul.
So yeah, so you should only wear those glasses when you play Val.
I would never play you, Val.
Valorant.
Okay, just making sure.
I hate him.
Your Uncle Steven will only offer good advice if you ever see this episode.
Oh, yeah?
Debatable.
By the time...
Hopefully, by the time she asks you for anything...
I'll be a sage.
You'll probably be in prison.
Why would you say that? No, he won't.
Yeah, I know
Alexa,
he won't.
Alexa, place a stand by Eminem and Dido.
We don't even have an Alexa.
That's a joke.
Okay, Google.
I honestly expected Google to be like, hey.
Oh, shit.
Dude, imagine AI could do some shit like that. Like it caught on to the joke. And then instead of its normal voice, it goes like, it's like, hey, Google, play Stand on Eminem and Dido. Okay, nigga.
I think they would sell more.
Straight honestly, up. I think so.
Like,
do you remember growing up and people learned how to, like, change the voices on those, like, MapQuest things?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know when they started to get digital with their stuff?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then the voices you could, like, change and everything.
Yeah, like, they didn't have Jeeves, but then there was Ask Jeeves on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, we're old. She brought up MapQuest.
Hector, I knew we were getting old when someone walked in with the ID for 2000 to my store. I was like, bro, I can't sell you that. He was like, bro, I'm like 22. And I was like, oh, shit.
No, you're not.
I was like, oh. It hits hard.
Yeah, it does. It does. Like, where'd all the time go?
The worst part, though, and this bugs me to no end, I don't think this will... ever, well, maybe it'll stop when I'm like 30 or something, but I swear when I see someone who's like born in 2000 and they're just like a metric foot taller than me and bigger than me, I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
They had something in that goddamn milk.
Had sensu beans in that motherfucker.
That's why I'm tall.
Because you drink milk?
I drink like half a gallon every time I ate cereal.
Man, after you, bro was just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I still can't get over that you said you would eat a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
A half a box.
Oh, we can describe it now. So like when we're describing this bowl, it's just like...
Oh, like, it was like a Tupperware bowl?
No. And like think of a circle. Like that wide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like this tall.
That's ridiculous.
And when I tell you he'd kill that motherfucker, he would every morning. He would.
I was a growing boy.
Hector adapted so well that he stopped buying the boxes of cereal because he's like, I don't get enough for this. He started buying the bag.
The giant ass bags.
And you know, every time you buy the bags at Winco, they're going to be the slightly off-brand version of the
real one. They weren't that bad. They were pretty spot on.
And here's the thing. Those are good. But I swear the third time down, so let's say that there's Fruit Loops, right?
Yeah.
And then in those bags is going to be like fruit dinosaurs or the fruit eggs or something, yeah. Right? There is a level down. I know this because I've had it before. It's called Fruity Wheel.
I know what you're talking about! I know what you're talking about! Those shit's like fucking cardboard!
Even my old
career! Oh my god, you have lost so much of my brain!
The Fruity Wheel! You eat them! Oh no! was like, I was reading the flavors,
and one was like tangerine. I was like, why is a tangerine a cereal?
Oh shit! Oh, oh man! A snacky over here had a core memory.
I did. Those things taste like so much ass, and they have like a Cheerio one. They have a Cheerio one too, and the Cheerios are so thin. You know, like when you roll Play-Doh out, they're really thin. It's like they did that and just connected it. And they did it so bad.
It's like you're gonna bite into a Cheerio, right? But it was like the booze in Mario, how they phase out. It's like it's so crisp that it's gone. You know what? Oh my fucking gosh.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's great.
You know what? When you guys were in elementary school, right?
Uh-huh.
At least for us, we had like a tier list between us of like what was good to eat at the school. Because there'd be like three different things you could get if you had free lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, without a doubt, the best item on the menu is that plastic pizza. You know what I'm talking about? The plastic
the
pizza.
It's like...
It's a square.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And you're looking at it and it's reflecting at your eyes. And you're a kid, so you don't care. You're just like, pizza. That you're, what you really don't know is that cheese ain't cheese, bro. Hey, but when I say that motherfucker tastes good, oh my God, you look forward to Fridays. Fridays, you know it's going to be there, all reliable.
Turtle and I were actually talking about that the other day because he was like, you know what I'm craving right now? He goes, those chocolate chip muffins that are like half melted in the bag because and I was like, yes! Sounds great!
And if you were lucky enough, like we only had these at Southridge for like my 7th grade year when I was there, but they had the amazing cupcake where the frosting was freaking great and had like frosting in the middle. This cupcake was top tier. I had no idea why it was at a fucking school. It was, you know when you could tell something like that? Yeah. You're like, this is at a place. This is a gourmet item. What is this doing here? But when I tell you, everyone had the kids who ran to lunch and breakfast at school. Everyone had those. But when I tell you there was a legitimate reason for people to actually run at Southridge, there was, because there was a limited supply. Sorry you got trampled, bro. It's not your day. It is what it is.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, truly. Truly. Yeah.
Why did kids always, like, even like in high school, I remember seeing kids like Naruto run like straight to the cafeteria.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
He was that kid?
No. This happened in 8th grade. I remember the person, in case you ever watch this. I was at Southridge, and I was like the new kid on the block or whatever. And I was hanging out with basically everyone like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hanging out with Isaac Leva. Billy's going to know who this is. And then he had like, we were throwing a football or whatever, some type of ball. And he threw it over like this little barrier. So... me being my little, you know, nerdy self, I actually Naruto run and I kind of just hopped that shit because I could do that during that time, right? And then when I grabbed the ball, instead of in my mind what he thought was like, dude, that was fucking awesome, he went, hey, bro, why'd you Naruto run?
And ever since then, it like shattered it. You know, like, well, you know your idea. I was like, oh, no.
Bro, it didn't stop me from running to lunch, but when I tell you the Naruto ran stopped that day, it did. And you want to know the problem with it? It's because I was a kid for so long. Like, even when I was 11, okay, I remember this shit. Me and my friend Daniel and Michael, Danny and Michael were brothers, and Danny was like one grade below me, and Michael was like 2 grades below me. And we would gather items, like just household items, and we called them Shingon Wu, and we'd hide them. And so we'd go around like my front yard and we start looking for them. And so like this
the softball that's not a softball anymore because you took off all the padding. Mm-hmm. That was the Orba Toonami. You feel me? It was like a blanket that was a shroud. And that shit was godlike. I remember I just brought all the shit to school and we were just like, yeah, lunch, bro. Fuck all this shit. We're going to go do this because it's gas. You know what I'm saying? At the time, there is nothing you look forward to more in a day than that as a kid. Let me tell you, you got to go play Shaolin Showdown with your niggas. Fuck yeah, you are. Fuck yeah, you are. Hit that Orb with Toonami. And then we play the fucking, we pretend like, oh, I'm going to grab it. And then we both grab it at the same time and we do a little stupid race, which, let's keep it a buck. Me and Danny are the only people winning those. Mikey, get the fuck out of the way. Love you, Mikey. Get the fuck out of the way. You know what I mean? We're bigger kids. We're faster. Bro.
Steven, your childhood's wild. Is it? Oh, why couldn't you have just gotten bullied like the normal kids?
I did get bullied eventually, and then I started getting into fights. That's why I have so many fights on my record. Like, if you look at my record, I got into a lot of fights.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Actual, like, physical altercations?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you wouldn't fight back on most of them. But.
No, I learned to fight back. Because I don't really go down to a punch like that. Mm-hmm. It's more like you hit me and I'm like, why the fuck did you do that? Like, why? Why? Now I have to do something. Why the fuck would you do that?
This dude is like trying to process it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but yeah, that's why I had so many problems until I got into like 11th grade. In 11th grade, when I got in this class called ROP, which was they train you to be a worker or whatever, and then they actually go get you a job. And I worked at this place called Fashion Bug, which was a plus-size women's store.
That's hilarious. You got
plus-size. Genevieve, I love you. If you remember who I am, if you ever see this, Genevieve, Jesus Christ, I was like 15 years old or 16 years old. Why were you that fine? Jesus. Find me. Anyways.
What in the hell?
TikTok, do your thing.
Man.
If you actually put this part on TikTok.
I would.
Debatable.
Just to fuck with Steven, I would.
Don't. Do it.
Yeah. We'll find her.
No, don't do that. If I remember correctly, she had cancer, so I don't know. If you know. Yeah.
People, do your thing.
But no, that time at that job was great because I was working with this dude named Nestor, if you ever knew Nestor. And like a couple other people that I didn't really know so well. But they gave you a regular ass shift. You didn't get paid. You got paid in credits. If they had paid me money, it would have been over.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I was placed in Walgreens and CVS Pharmacy.
Oh, you got good ass jobs. Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna lie. Fashion Bug was not what I thought it was going to be. It was better. Much better. Sure, sometimes you had to help someone put on their shoe, and when you took off their shoe, you'd see that there's like a yellow residue in there, and you're like, what is that? And you're looking at their sock, and you're like, what is that? And you have to help them put it on anyways, but it's not always like that. You know, other times, can you go find the size for me in the back? And it's like, of course, I could do that.
You just go hide in the back?
You just go to the back, and then they're shrieking. I want to say her name was Deborah, or Debbie. Man, she was so strict. And I know they didn't do this on purpose, but I felt like she just got her just desserts one day. Because one thing we had to do was when we received shipments of clothes, we had to remove those tags off of them, mm-hmm. the stolen tags or whatever. They're not stolen, obviously, but you have to remove those tags so that they can be processed. And when you do that, you're going to take off that part that's like a little circle and has like a sharp edge.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and one day she's like, she's wondering, like she's always storming in, wondering like where we're at with the boxes. And she walks in and we just hear, ah! Right? And we're like, what happened? She's like, it didn't go far in her foot because she was wearing like a, what do you call those?
High heels?
Not a high
heel. A wedge?
I think so.
Is that the one where it's just one solid thing?
Yeah.
The wedge.
Yeah, yeah. It barely pricked me, but it was just like, could you guys be more careful? And at that point, I was like,
Debbie's a human.
Debbie's a human.
She's one of us. But that store was full of just beautiful women who worked there. And sometimes when the women walked in there, it was also just gorgeous women. I was just like, this is who shops at Fashion Bug? Didn't even know that. Okay. I was so used to TJ Maxx and Marshalls. As you could tell.
See, I was able to choose. And I was like, you know what? CVS Pharmacy and Walgreens sounds like it'd be fun. It was boring. I spent the majority in the candy aisle talking to it. Talking to every piece of candy I would stop. Talking
wow, to you're delicious. Candy. I'm going to eat one of you.
Yeah, I'll see you later. I'll see you during lunch.
Call me if you're lost. Don't sue me, Tyler. I just like that.
Tag him.
We gotta call this one Riff Raff. Oh, wow. I remember originally what we were talking about. So if we go all the way back to what we were talking about.
Rewind.
Rewind. You wear sunscreen at the beach because if you don't.
Wow, we did really start that, huh?
Because if you don't, you will get sunburned, even if you're black. I didn't know this, okay? And this shit is terrible, my shit.
Hey, OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
Oh.
OnlyFans.
I'm not showing them a nipple.
OnlyFans.
Oh, true. But yeah, just no wear sunscreen. No one wants to see
his lizard peely ass shoulder. What the fuck?
For anyone that's crazy enough out there, $10 for a piece of his skin.
That's disgusting, Hector. Oh my God.
I don't remember what show this was. I don't remember. But there was a show, and during this episode or whatever, this person's eating like the peeling of their skin.
There's a movie. It's a movie. It's Austin Powers Gold Member.
Yes, it is.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. Yeah,
he opens up the little thing.
Yes.
And he num num num. Yes. It's Austin Powers Gold Member.
Yo, that movie was wild.
It's when they're in like the disco club. It's like, yeah. His dad is in that one, I think. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure there's crazy enough people or out there.
Something, I forget. There's like a really famous person in that one.
You're trying to sell jerky of me. I can't fucking believe.
This man told me when I get my titties chopped off to preserve them so he can have
on
them.
The podcast.
Yeah, this was a podcast episode.
Steven, how cool would it be just to have like a little plaque on the wall?
Of my titties.
And have Snacky on there. As if you
if I ever go missing.
You wouldn't
be
clever with that. You wouldn't call it like Everest and.
Could you make them like key holders? Like put like little things through the nipples?
I can do that.
And like hang your keys on them and stuff? That's the only way.
I don't know
way.
Who our audience is. We gotta cut this one out.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
We gotta cut that one out.
It's a follow up. It's a follow up.
We're going to lose all of our sponsors.
All this was brought to you by Zencastr. It's difficult for us to be at the same location when recording, so we depend on Zencastr to record online. We get individual audio files for each member, which makes it easier to edit. A while back, my friends and I got together and decided to make a podcast, but it's difficult to meet up all the time. So we chose Zencastr because it made recording super convenient. We start by recording a room and sending a link to everyone who is joining for the episode. Then hit record when everyone is ready. Once done, we edit podcasts with ease before uploading it for your enjoyment.
It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K videos with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layer backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencaster.com/pricing and use the code Amnistia, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencaster paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experiences we do for all of our podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Once again, use code Amnistia, O-M-N-I-S-T-I-A.
I'm looking at him like that. I almost am.
No. Because we're thinking of how we're going to spoon each other later.
I thought you were going to be Little Spoon and Steven was going to like throw his leg over.
Look, we're here for 4 days. Uh-huh. I can't be Little Spoon all every day.
Just, you know, treat yourself a little bit. Be the little princess you are.
Ladies, I'm single.
No, he's not.
Single and married.
He's saying that right in front of his husband.
No homo.
No homo.
I'm going to tell your grandpa.
Did I tell you that I met Steven's grandpa?
Oh, please share. Please share. I need to know.
Who are you?
After the beach, when we were dropping him home,
yeah,
we were standing out there talking and stuff, and just I see this old man coming from the house, and he's like, "Grandson, who are you talking to?" He goes, I saw someone putting stuff on your car. I needed to go check. Old man fashion. And then he goes, "Who's this?" And Steven goes, "Oh, this is Snacky." And then his granddad looks at me directly in my eyeballs and goes, "So you like snacks?" I was like, "Yes, sir." Fantastic. I need to meet your grandmother.
She's a character.
Also, I got at least an A-minus with the cornbread from his dad, so approval.
An A-minus, you said? That's pretty high standards.
I mean, we ate everything in that bag. Like, there is so many peanut butter and honey sandwiches and chocolate chip muffins and banana nut muffins and cornbread and more peanut butter sandwiches. Like, how would I not eat those?
The banana bread was so good.
Yeah, you get fucked. I ate like 12.
You motherfucker.
You're the one that didn't eat them at the
beach. I forgot about them.
Well, I guess they weren't that important.
I was too busy spying on my friends.
Figuring out that people are in cahoots with each other.
We'll leave it as that.
Dramatic zoom. So is there anything you guys want to do out here? Any fun things? Weren't you telling me about that one bar? Video game bar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably do that.
I think the one thing we should really look out for this weekend, because for whatever reason, the weekend we choose to go out, there's a hurricane.
But despite having...
Yeah, do you hear that? Am I tripping?
Yeah. What am I hearing?
I don't know.
The AC?
Is that AC?
No.
That's the AC.
I don't think so. Anyway.
That just sounds like wind to me.
The AC.
Despite there being a hurricane right outside, we're all still hydrated because of liquid IV.
Being in Vegas, I realized with all of the excitement of the Las Vegas Strip, the dazzling lights and the endless entertainment, and sometimes a few alcoholic drinks here and there, it kind of distracted me from taking care of my own body. So that's why throughout the whole weekend, I was using Liquid IV. Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America, and it is now available in sugar-free. Years in the making, Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone. Keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime.
Thanks to the storm, Las Vegas has become very humid. The moment I step outside, I start to sweat buckets worth. After taking my favorite flavor, zesty lime, I stay hydrated no matter what activities we do. Packaging is super convenient, and I can put a few in my suitcase without taking so much room.
1 stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, the result of an extensive R&D process to perfect the flavor and efficiency. Liquid IV combines science-backed zero-sugar technology with the brand's commitment to delicious, real flavor. No artificial sweeteners and zero sugar, with a proprietary amino acid blend for a sweet taste without the calories or raised blood glucose levels you get from sugar. It also contains 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy.
Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. They partner with leading organizations to fund and foster innovative solutions that help communities protect both their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in 50 countries around the world. Get 20% off when you grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free or any other variant at liquidiv.com and use code Omnistia at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Omnistia, O-M-N-I-S-T-I-A, at liquidiv.com.
I don't know if you do this, Hector, but like I genuinely like have a song playing in my head a lot of the time.
It depends on the moment. Depends what I'm doing, too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I think, like, in everyday life, like, if I'm just walking, I might be hearing Bomberman Hero Redial. Doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. You know? Those, like, kind of see me shimmy in my head sometimes because I'm just going. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny that you picked that song because, for me, it's the Kirby song.
Which one? Like, I don't know, at the Nature Center. Sorry, I bring that up a lot, guys. I just like that place. I hear a lot of Super Mario Sunshine music and weirdly just remember the Super Mario level where the monkey could take your hat. Because I think one day I got really mad that he kept taking my hat and I couldn't beat him. So I walked to the Nature Center and thought about it. I really think that's just like core memory for Steven. Like, I was just like, how the fuck do I get my hat back?
Imagine because of Steven, The amount of people that go to the Nature Center just skyrocket.
I don't know if I'd like that too much.
Keep sharing it.
Oh. Oh. That's my spot.
Oh, my God.
Now they're going to go there just out of spite. Because that's how the internet works. Good luck, Steven.
Don't worry. Not viral yet.
Not viral yet. So, guys, is there anything you guys want to add before we end this show? Anything at all? I know it's super humid out there. We're trying to survive.
The world is ending once again because of climate change. Just saying.
Global warming doesn't even exist, Naki.
Hector, I'm going to throw you out of the fucking room right now.
I believe the homeless people of Las Vegas should be studied. And we should breed with them because they are some of the strongest human beings I've ever seen in my life. I swear to God, you, I will see them sit out here and bake on the fucking sidewalk in 115 degrees. Because
they have
weather. Nowhere
else to go, Steven. Yeah,
No, I understand that. That's why you're not listening to me. I'm saying that they are probably better than us. Like, as human models, they're stronger. They're better. They're faster.
You might be onto something here.
I couldn't do that. What they're doing, I would just die.
Okay. So Steven wants to experiment on people, and you want to take body parts.
Experiment? No, I said study.
Yeah.
No, it's experiment not. Is like we're doing something to them.
Yeah. Studying is just
You just said we need to study them and breed them. Therefore, there is a...
Breed with... No, you didn't read my words. Breed with them.
Okay, breed with them. So therefore, there's actually like a physical thing. So that would be an experiment.
No,
he wants to know...
Steven's going to get a homeless woman to fall in love with him.
That's Squirrel's job.
Everyone's taking my job. I don't know what happened.
I'm sorry, like Squirrel. I left.
At work. And I just don't know what happened. Everything is just not the same.
What are you, a Mexican?
No, I was just having one of those monologues. You know when, like, there's someone talking and then, like, it'll fade like from their perspective that they're at, and it's like a close up of their face, and they're just talking.
I'm gonna do that. Zoom in on your face. Watch.
Liquid IV.
At least you're hydrated, brother.
Stay hydrated. Drink water.
Stay thirsty. No, wait.
Wear sunscreen.
Stay thirsty.
Don't stay thirsty. Get hydrated. Liquid IV. So you guys are good?
Yeah.
You guys are good.
Yeah, Snacky's doing empty thought.
Empty thought?
Empty thought.
And I got to rip off more of the skin.
Remember, guys, $10 a piece.
Also, we're going to have to call to get more washcloths because your washcloth that you left in the shower is so gross. Steven, it looks like you wiped your ass.
I know, but you know what it is.
It's your skin. I know. It looks like Steven just didn't wipe for 3 days and then just decided to use the white washcloth to wash his ass. I was like, motherfucker, what? And then I thought about it and I was like, oh, he's peeling. It's probably that. But my brain was like, this motherfucker shit on a white washcloth. I was experiencing so many emotions in the shower. So many!
I'm so glad you used your logical brain.
My brain was like, and then my brain was like, you know what, Snacky, take a minute. What does that look like? Dead skin. Oh yeah, Steven's shedding right now.
Like a fucking chameleon.
Also, you need to learn to wipe out like the bathroom, like the bottom of the tub. You know how many curly hairs you left behind?
They're not even pubes. That's the worst part, but I know what you're talking
about. I know it's like your facial and body hair, but yes. Like at the same time.
And my hair in general.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
You need to wash out the tub. You too. If you shed, wash out the tub.
I do. Do your hairs stick to the side or do your hairs do what my hairs do?
No, they're actually pretty straight when they fall.
Piece of shit. But I understand. I will do that.
Also, Steven and I were in the elevator and these three Irish guys came into the elevator. Greatest fucking thing in the world. It was so great.
What'd they do?
They were just talking. And me and Steven were just like, yeah. Like, this is great.
This was peak. This was fucking peak. We're downstairs. We're trying to get onto the elevator and then there's like this elevator full of like some older chicks, some like dude. There's this black dude, and the only way I could describe him is like this early 2000s haircut, white or Mexican dude. And the girls are like, "You guys can come in. You guys can come in." And he's like, "I don't want to." No emotion. No emotion. Me and the other black dude dying. Dying. He's like, "What?"
Steven's like, you destroyed the whole world. Yeah. Might as well have just flipped them off.
Yeah, like you might as well just flip them all off, bro. Just throwing down the requests like that. Like, fuck you guys. Okay. Like, God. Like, damn.
And then we got in the elevator with them. Good guys. He just wanted to eat his food, obviously.
He was just with like his french fries or whatever in his hands. He just looked like he wanted to go up to his room and eat.
Yep. He was done. He was like, yep, it's time.
Well, thank you all for joining us on this great, not so great episode of the Omnistia
podcast. Friday night. You have a wonderful evening, everybody. And if it's not an evening, you have a wonderful day.